Rabotai, welcome to another edition of our Thursday night class. Tonight we're in Yeshiva Shil Ma'ala, in the upper worlds. Every shiur has to be given in a certain place based on the nitzotzot that are in that spot. So for whatever reason, this shiur had to be given in this room over here. We don't question the divine providence. Of course, our parasha is Parashat Vayera. It's part of the tikkun. You want to maybe move the table closer, boys, so the it's enough that I get, you know,
say when,
get badgered.
So
I get badgered by my wife.
She don't want to hear.
Yeah,
I want to hear.
You know something? You got a good point. No, it's in it. Yeah. Anyway, Rabotai, we're in Parashat Vayera. As much as I always try to shy away from the Akedat Yitzhak, but I'm unable to. I think we broke a Guinness World Record speaking about the Akedat Yitzhak consecutively for as many years as we've done, and the parasha is very rich. I mean, anything in Parashat Vayera you could talk about a lot, but for some reason I'm magnetized to this story of Akedat Yitzhak for some reason. The good news is that it has never let me down. And every time that I go back to it, there's a novel chidush, a bomb that's lying right there that hasn't been taken. So therefore, again, we're going to go back, review it, and my belief always is, no matter how many times we're going to learn these parashiyot, we're only scratching the surface. Torah is so deep that we're just skimming, and it's like the Indian Ocean. It's hundreds of miles deep, so therefore there is no problem to go back and repeat these parashiyot. And every time you repeat it, you come out with another jewel, another margalit. Tonight is no exception. Of course, everybody knows the story. Avraham Avinu was 137. His son Yitzhak is 37. They're adults. God tells Avraham Avinu to go do the Akedah, take your son, put him on a Mizbeah. Avraham doesn't hesitate, he wakes up crack of dawn, early in the morning. At the time, they go to the Tarhara Moriah, Mount Moriah, I guess that's in Jerusalem, and he puts him on the Mizbeah without hesitation. Yitzhak Avinu doesn't hesitate as well. He puts the knife to his neck, and then all of a sudden he gets the call from heaven, don't do it. Al tishlach. And then he gets the amazing blessing. Vayomer bi nishbarti nu Hashem ki ya'ana asher asita et hadavar hazeh, because you did it. Ki barecha barechecha. בארבעה הרבה זרחה כוכבי השמיים וכחול אשר על שיבת הים וירד זרחה אשר אוהביו וכו' וכו'. So it's a great, very dramatic. I say it every year, even though we know how it's going to turn out, but it's still, there's a build up. And then the blessing. The Derash begins tonight in the Mahzor of Yom Kippurim. In the Mahzor of Yom Kippurim, or in the Silichot book that we have many, many prayers that we make. One of the prayers we make is Da'ane le'Avraham Abinu be'Har HaMoriah. The God that answered Avraham Abinu at Har HaMoriah, Anenan. And the congregation says, Anenan, answer us. And then we say, Da'ane le'Yitzhak. Al Gabe Madbeha, the God that answered Avraham, or Yitzhak, by the Mizbeah, Al Gabe Madbeha, Anena. The problem that I have and I had this year, and I've had in the previous years, I always go back to the text, and I don't see Avraham Avinu making any prayer. I see him putting his son on the Mizbeah, I see him about to slaughter, I see the angel trying to stop him, God trying to stop him. Where in the text do you see that Avraham Avinu made a prayer, Bahara Moriah? I mean, I have the same question by Yitzhak, but we cannot tafasta mirubah lo tafasta. Let's go one step at a time. Let's try to conquest. Where was Avraham Avinu's prayer at Akedat Yitzhak? Where was it? I mean, I'm looking at it again now. I don't think I didn't prepare. I looked at this, but I didn't see anything in here. So there's the Midrash I found asks this question and answers it. The Midrash is in Tanhuma Vayira. The Midrash says the following. It tells him like this. מיד פתח הקדוש ברוך הוא את הדקיע ואת הערפל ויאמר בי נשבעתי נאום השם. God says בי נשבעתי, I make a שבועה, I swear. אמר לי אתה נשבעת ואני נשבעתי שלא ארד מן המזבח עד שאומר כל מה שאני צריך. אמר לי אמור. Avraham Avinu says, I'm not taking him off the Mizbeach until I settle when I have to get off my chest with you, God. But Avraham says, I swear. God said, Avraham says, I also swear. I'm not walking away until I speak my peace. Amar le emor, lo kach amarta li sefor kochavim tochal lespor otam kach yeh zaraecha. Didn't you tell me to look up at the heavens last week's parasha? We read count the stars, and you told me my children are going to be as multiple. Amar lehen. God says yes. Amar le mimi. Who are you referring to? Who's going to be the one that's going to be the progeny that from him is going to come all my stars? Amar le Yitzchak. Yitzchak. אמר לי כשם שהיה בליבי מה להשיבך ולומר לך אתמול אמרת לי כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרה ועכשיו אתה אומר לי העלה הוא שם לעולה וכבשתי את יסרי ולא השבתיך. It's God Almighty. I could have had a claim against you, but I controlled myself. I held myself back. When you told me to do the Akedah, I could have said, yesterday you told me Yitzhak is going to be my progeny. Now you tell me to go put him on the Mizbeach. But I didn't. I suppressed my question. So then he says, God Almighty, just like I suppressed my question, and I didn't ask you what was on my mind. Kach, and here's the prayer. כשיהיו בנם של יצחק חוטאים, when the children of Yitzhak means us, God forbid they're going to make sins, ונכנסים לצרה, and as a result of it they're going to find themselves in danger because of the sins, תהא נזכר להם עקדתו של יצחק. Remember what I did here today, God. ותחשב לפניך and consider it כאילו אפרו סיבור על גבי המזבח. Imagine that the ashes of Yitzhak around the Mizbeach, ותסלח להם, and forgive them, ותפדם בצרתם, and redeem them from their troubles. אמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא. So God says, you finished? You've said what you have to say now? אתה אמרת את שלך, ואומר אני את שלי. Now I'm going to say what I have to say. Well, you're the only one that has something to say? I also have something to say. It's unbelievable, Midrash. עתידים בנם של יצחק לחטוא לפניי. He says, it's true. The Jewish people, the descendants of Yitzhak, are going to sin. They're going to sin. So that's for sure. ואני דן אותם בראש השנה. And I'm telling you from now, I'm going to judge them on Rosh Hashanah. אלא אם מבקשים שאחפש להם זכות, but if they want a merit, ואזכור להם עקדת יצחק, and they want me to remember this event, יהיו תוקעים לפני בשופר. Let them take a shofar. It's the first time you hear this word. How do I know it's the first time you hear this word? Amar le, Abraham tells God, Umahu shofar. Imagine that. You wouldn't expect Abraham Abinu. He doesn't know what a shofar is. He doesn't know what a shofar is. Never existed such a thing. Amar le, hazor la horecha. Turn around, he tells you. מיד ויסע אברהם את עיניו, he lifts his eyes up, ויער והנה איל אחר, he sees an איל, a ram, נאחז בסבח, it's caught up in the bushes, בקרנב, with the horns, that's a shofar, show and tell. So there you have it. דענה לאברהם אבינו בהרם מוריה, that's a very important prayer, which means אברהם אבינו said, listen, I controlled myself from asking. God Almighty, control yourself from reacting. Of course, the reaction of God when people make sins is going to be to want to put strict judgment on them. But kemo shekavash, just like Avraham Avinu suppressed, kach yichvishu, so to God Almighty yichvishu rachamecha et ka'aseka, your mercy should overcome your anger, and you should forgive them. God says it is going to happen. And he gave him some instructions with the shofar, and he said that it's behind you. Anena. Avraham Avinu must have seen something. He must have seen that the Jewish people were going to make some big sins. But he made a deal. Avraham Avinu made a good deal. You don't make the deal when the sin is happening. And already, it's hard to make a deal. You make the deal before the sin happens. So it's still a time of mercy. Then when the sin happens, you made a deal. What sin did he see? Rav Shimshon Masropoli tells us, Avraham Avinu saw Chet Ha'Egel. He saw it. Behar Hashem Yira'eh. Already in Har Hashem, he saw that there's going to come a time that the Jewish people are going to make a golden calf. Rav Shimshon Masropoli says, where do you see in the text that Avraham Avinu foreshadowed the Chet Ha'Egel? So he says, because when he turned around, Veine Ayil Ahar, he sees another Ayil, another ram. Rav Shimshon says, what do you mean another ram? There's only one ram. Ayil Ahar. He learns this as if it's saying Ayil Aher. He says he saw that the Jewish people are going to build a golden calf or construct it, and they're going to bring korbanot. And they're going to bring an Ayil to the Egel. So he says, Ne'ehaz Basevach. He says it's nehaz, it's attached to the bushes. Nehaz is attached, sevach. He says, if you take the letter sevach, samich bet chaf, which letter is attached to the samich? Well, the letter next to it. That's an ayin. And the letter bet, which letter is attached to the bet? The letter next to it, that's a gimal. And the chaf, which letter is attached to it? That's the lamed. And therefore, ne'ehaz basebach is egel. So therefore he said, Behar Hashem Yira'eh, I see you ready, no good. So Avraham Avinu says, if I don't pray now, we're not going to get a kapara now. Which is incredible to know. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu would make a prayer after Chet Ha'Egel. But the Gemara says, Le'olam yakdim adam tefila letzara. You always have to make the prayer before the trouble. You don't pray when God forbid if a person's sick. You pray before you're sick that you shouldn't get sick. You don't pray, God forbid, when there's a trouble already facing you. You have no choice. You try to make the prayer before because you have a better chance of getting answered. So therefore, Avraham Avinu set the stage for Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer to be answered. Fine, so that I solved. This midrash is very, very beneficial. The next part of it is not as easy. The Haneli Yitzchak al Gabe Matbecha. The God that answered Avraham Yitzchak al gabei matbecha by the mizbeach. I don't see a prayer that Yitzhak made by the mizbeach. Yitzhak, incidentally, in this story here is very quiet, as a matter of fact. Besides the few questions that he asked his father, a few questions on logistics, and then he throws him on the mizbeach. You don't hear anything from Yitzhak, and then you don't hear anything after that. He disappears. But there was a prayer that he made. Da'anili Yitzhak al gabei matbecha. What's the prayer of Yitzhak? What's the prayer of Yitzhak? So there's an interesting Tosafot. The Tosafot is in Masechet Pesachim, page 107a. He's talking about the tefillot. We have three tefillot: shacharit, mincha, arbit. So he says, listen, I know why we call it shacharit, because we pray it in the shachar. Shachar means the morning. I know why we call it arbit, because we pray it in the erev. So shacharit and arbit, their names make sense. Their names indicate to us when we pray the prayer. But Tosfot's question is, Tema, amai kari le mincha? Why do you call the afternoon prayer mincha? Where do you get that from? Which means the real name for the afternoon prayer should have been, if it's following the other two, Sahurayim. David HaMelech in his Tehillim, as a matter of fact, said, Erev, Vaboker, Masahurayim. In the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon, Asiha. Asiha means I will talk to you. Ve'ehemeh, and I will beseech you. Ve'yishma koli, and you'll listen to my prayers. The Hakamim say, if you take the word Ve'ehemeh, I will beseech you. The numerical value of Ve'ehemeh, oh boy, Vav Aleph is 7. Ve'eh. Hemeh, you have Heh as what? Heh is 5. So 7 and 5 is 12. Mem Heh is 45. 45 and 12? 57. Well, we pray 3 Amidot. Each Amidah has 19 blessings. 19 times 3 is 57. So Erev, Vaboker, Vasaurayim, Asiha. What am I going to Asiha? Behemeh. Behemeh, 57? Vayishma Koli. No problem. And the Chachamim give a remez. Who established the tefillah of Arbit? Yaakov Avinu. The second letter of Yaakov's name is what? Ayin. That's keneged what? Erev. And who established the tefillah of Mincha? Yitzhak. The second letter of Yitzhak's name is Tzaddi. Zahurayim. And Abraham Avinu established Shacharit. The second letter of Abraham's name is Bet. That's Boker. So in their names itself, there's a remez to the Erev, Boker, Zahurayim. I know you're going to ask me why the second... Because the first letters were taken for something else already. That's a different derash, the first letters. So we have to go to the second letter. But the point is, so Tosfot's asking a very, very, amazing thing all our lives. We're going to pray Mincha. You never ask yourself the question, where'd you get this name Mincha for? What is Mincha? It's not indicating the time of the prayer. Tosfot's question, he asks a Tema. Tema means, Tema, it's a wonder. Am I carry them in half? So he says, he starts, V'imishum de minhai takereva ben arbaim. Because with every korban, let me give you the history. Every day in the temple, they used to bring two daily korbanot, 365 days a year, including Yom Kippur. Tamid shel boker, and tamid shel ben arbaim. They bought a sheep in the morning and a sheep in the afternoon. So he's going to tell Tosfot's going to say, and with every sacrifice they also had to bring a meal offering. You have the meat as the korban, but you have to also have a starch. You can't just put the meat on the table. You have to put some something. Like, you need a mizonot. So the mincha was the mizonot. What was it? Flour, oil mixed up into some sort of concoction with frankincense also. And that mixture of solat was called the mincha. So Tosfot says, maybe you're going to tell me that the reason why it's called mincha is because in the afternoon they brought a mincha. He said, well, that's not good, because they brought a mincha in the morning also. The same mincha that they brought in the afternoon, they brought a similar mincha in the morning. So therefore, why does the afternoon become mincha? So he says, first answer, yesh lomar, bashahar yesh shem acher, tefilat shaharit. Okay, we have a name for the morning prayer already. So therefore, in the afternoon we call it mincha. Meaning because of the mincha itself that they brought. How come we didn't call the morning prayer mincha? Because we call it shaharit. Hard answer. Oh, then he says, oh, Rabotai, it's based on the Gemara Berachot. Page 6b. The Gemara says, Heve Zahir Bitfilat Mincha. Oh, it's telling the people, Rabotai, you have to pray all the prayers, but when it comes to Mincha, Heve Zahir. Very careful when it comes to praying Mincha. Why? She'af Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi. Lo ni'ina ela bitfilat mincha. Eliyahu Navi had this run-in with the false prophets. And he had a... Bring chairs. My homie, go bring Mr. Atiyah and bring him in the front. Baruch Abba Zuri. Eliyahu HaNavi had a run-in with the Nebiyei Baal. These were 400 false prophets that were giving him a hard time. Finally he said, listen, we have to have a convention here and settle who's right. Either I'm right and that's God, or you're right. Anyway, he built a Mizbeach on Mount Carmel. You can go see the place today. It's next to Haifa. And he tells them, okay, pray to your God. See if God will answer you. What he told them is to take an animal, put it on the Mizbeach, and no fire. The fire must come from heaven. Whoever has the real God will be able to get a fire from the heaven. So they tell Eliyahu HaNavi, would you go first? He says, no, I want less licks. You can go first. So they go first, and of course they don't have any God. They know it. Which means the people who know the falsehood of Avodah Zarah is the priest that more than anybody else, because they're selling the goods. So they know it's fake. So anyway, they start doing all these type of prayers and voodoo and magic. And Eliyahu HaNavi starts to, bother them and say, maybe your God's sleeping. Don't wake him up. It's already late in the morning. He didn't get up yet. Then they tell him maybe he went on vacation. And maybe he's in the bathroom. He's making fun of them. Anyway, after a while, they couldn't bring a fire down. So now it says, Vahi ba'alota mincha. The pasuk says it was mincha time. Eliyahu HaNavi says three magical words. Aneni, Hashem, Aneni. Answer me, God, answer me. Bingo. All of a sudden a fire comes down from heaven and consumes the entire Qurban. At that point, the people who were there watching this, they say, Adonai wa Elohim, Adonai wa Elohim. Finished. God is God, and all these people over there are fakers. So Tosfot says, when was Eliyahu HaNavi answered? Mincha time. So he says, V'shem b'sh'at hakravat mincha. Which means the Qurban in the afternoon has two parts. It has the meat, and then it has the flour offering, which is called the mincha. So he says, it's possible that Eliyahu HaNavi was answered exactly at the time that they were bringing the mincha in the Mishkan. Which is, if you synchronize your clock, when did Eliyahu HaNavi's prayer get answered? If you zoomed in into the Mishkan, you'd see the Kohanim at that exact moment bringing the mincha. So therefore they called that afternoon prayer mincha after Eliyahu HaNavi, who prayed exactly at that moment. ולכן קרי לתפילת מנחה שאז היה שעת רצון. That's why it was a שעת רצון. So comes out, according to Tosfot, you see a Hiddush here, first of all, that when we talk about mincha, there's two minchas. There's mincha gedola and mincha ketana. What does mincha gedola mean? That's the early mincha. The reason why they call it mincha gedola because you have a longer time to pray it. Mincha ketana is the mincha you pray later in the afternoon. The reason why it's called ketana is because you have less time. There was one guy in the synagogue many years ago. He brings me the sidur. He says, "Where's mincha ketana?" I don't even know mincha ketana. I don't know how to read so much. Give me mincha ketana. He thought that mincha ketana is a smaller mincha. He's looking for mincha ketana. It's the same mincha. The size of the mincha is the same. It's the time that's the difference. Well, anyway, must be that Eliyahu Nabi was answered during mincha ketana time, the later mincha time, because that's when you bring the mincha. In the olden days in the temple, they brought the mincha later in the afternoon. So therefore, one of our members, Hacham Moshe Stein Yarum Odo from the Karo family that's with us, he showed me tonight, right before the class, he didn't know what I was talking about, but the Hakamim point out from here that mincha ketana is the preferred mincha to pray. Because that's when Eliyahu and Avi got answered, according to Tosafot, because that's when the mincha was brought. We have a custom, the Sefaradim, that before we pray the Amidah of Mincha, we say the following line: Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha, mas'at kapai minhat arev. Now the Mincha is called the ketoret. They burn it up. So we say Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha, that the Mincha that we're bringing is like the ketoret, is like that afternoon sacrifice that they bring of the flour and the oil. Fine. That's Tosfot. Beautiful Tosfot. However, once you ask a question like this, everybody's going to weigh in with another answer. Tosfot's not the only answer. Why do they call the afternoon prayer Mincha? Tosfot says Eliyahu Navi, which is Hidush. That means until Eliyahu Navi, we don't know what they were calling this item. What were they calling it until Eliyahu Navi? We don't know. Afternoon prayer, Sahurayim. So there's a rabbi called Igeret HaTiyul. If I'm not mistaken, Igeret HaTiyul is the brother of the Maharal from Prague. It's an incredible sefer. If you can get your hands on this sefer, Igeret HaTiyul, there's not a page in this sefer that will not shock you out of your wits. Hadushim, Hadushim, every page is Hadush. So he has, it's a beautiful sefer. It goes according to Pardes. He has a whole section on Pshat, then he goes into Remez, then he goes into Dirash, then he goes into the Kabbalah. This, when I'm reading it, comes from the Pshat, from the simple level. He writes, Mincha, Yesh Letmoa, Masha'anu Omrim Tefilat Mincha, ואין אומרים תפילת צהריים כדרך שאנו אומרים תפילת שערית וערבית. He asked the question of Tosafot. Why do you call it Mincha and you don't call it צהריים? So he writes that Eli, it seems to me, כי גימל תפילות הללו, these three prayers, גימל אבות תקנום, was established by the fathers. The Gemara says תפילות Avot Tikenum. The prayers were established by the fathers. Who's the fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I was once with my rabbi, Hacham Baruch, alav shalom, and we were in the synagogue. And all of a sudden, a fellow came to the synagogue. He never comes to the synagogue. The rabbi got up and he said, "What are you doing in the synagogue? Baruch Abba, I never see you come from Mincha, especially in the afternoon." He said, "Rabbi, you didn't hear, but my father passed away." So the rabbi said, "Your father has to pass away, God forbid, that's why you have to come to the Beit Knesset." He says, "Now I understand what the Gemara says, Tefilot Avot Tekenum." That the Tefilot, the father's established, I mean the dead father's established, that the father has to die for a person to come to make a Tefilah. Nonetheless, the Igeret HaTiyul says, here it is, here's the Hadush of the night. Obishash ne'ekad Yitzhak al Gabi HaMizbeach Le'ola. At the time that Yitzhak was on the Mizbeach, Avraham put him on the Mizbeach. Amar, he said to himself, hold it. En ola belo mincha. He's saying, hold it, this is an imperfect korban. An ola needs a mincha. So if he's the korban, where's the mincha? Now, you can ask me a question, how come Avram didn't bring flour with him? He didn't bring flour with him. He probably asked his father, Danny, where's the mincha? Where's the flour? So I'm in the middle of the Sahara Desert, where are we getting flour? There's no kiosk over here, there's no Amazon, we're going to get the... How are we going to get flour now? So what did he do? Amar, en ola belo mincha. V'tiken tefilat sahorayim bimkom minhata ola. So he established tefilat at that point, and that prayer was instead of the mincha that should have been brought with his akedah, and therefore he says lefichak niknat tefilat mincha, because it was replacing the mincha that was not brought. Comes out of quantity, get it that you bechidush at akedat Yitzchak. That's when tefilat mincha was established. The first mincha that Yitzchak Abinu prays is there. And he prayed it in the afternoon. You're right, what do you do with Vayesei Yitzchak Nasu Abba Sadeh? I had the same question. That was the second mincha. However you learn it. But here already he establishes it according to this rabbi. But since the motivation of establishing it was what? There's no mincha. You cannot bring a korban without a mincha. It's imperfect. So he told his father, let me make a tikkun over here. Let me pray mincha, or let me pray an amidah, and this amidah will have kavanah to turn it into like a meal offering somehow. And therefore they call it mincha. This is igeret ha-tiyul. However, the question that I have is a strong question on this igeret ha-tiyul. There's a problem here. I don't know the timeline. I'm mixed up with the timeline here. So what? He put him on the Mizbeach. He put him on the Mizbeach. And then what happened? He's on the Mizbeach. He's tied down. So he didn't bring the Mincha once he's on the Mizbeach. He's locked up. So when did he bring the Mincha? Must be he brought the Mincha first. Just explain to me the timeline. When he's on the Mizbeach, he can't bring a Mincha. He can't pray Mincha when he's lying down and anything like this over here. So he must have brought the Mincha first, and then he told his father, okay, Mechavod, I'm ready. Problem is, the Gemara says that if you bring the Mincha first and then you bring the Korban, it's Pasul, it's no good. You see what's going on over here? You understand what's going on over here about time? I understand what the Igeret HaTiyul is telling me. Igeret HaTiyul is telling me, listen, he prayed Mincha because you need to bring a Mincha. I'm asking, when did he do this over here? Before they put him on the Mizbeach? Before they put him on the Mizbeach, it's no good to bring the Mincha. I said, Avram knows the Halakha. Avram would tell his son, isn't he? You're not allowed to do this. Well, I'm bringing the Mincha. You can't bring the Mincha first. Okay, when should I bring it? After you kill me? Yeah, I'm going to slaughter your head, and then you bring the mincha. You can't do that either. So when is the Igeret HaTiyul, when is he talking over here? How are you going to reconcile this? I found a reconciliation. A phenomenal chidush written in a sefer called Ma'aseh Rokeach. We quoted the Ma'aseh Rokeach last week, if you remember, in the shiur as well. You find something good, you go back to it. In order to appreciate this, I'll read his words. There's a Gemara he quotes in Yomah. I never paid attention to it actually, but it's a Gemara Yomah, page 26b. The Gemara is quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Do you know that in the morning and in the afternoon they had to put two pieces of wood on the Mizbeach? It was those pieces of wood that they would burn in order to burn the sacrifice. So you need to put two pieces of wood. Who put the pieces of wood on the Mizbeach? The Kohen. However, there was a difference between the morning Korban and the afternoon Korban regarding the woods. Gemara, Tar Rabbanan. Tanya Rashbi Omer, Minayin Letamid Shel Ben Arbaim, the afternoon Korban, Shetaun Shnei Gezidei Esim, two pieces of wood, B'Shnei Kohanim. In the afternoon you had two Kohanim that placed the wood. One Kohen puts one and another Kohen places the other. Shnei Emar Ve'Arechu, Arechu is plural, Shnei Gezidei Esim. Minayin Shetamid Shel Shachar, that it's only one Kohen? Dichtiv ubi'er alea ha-kohen etzim. Amazing Hiddush. The Gemara has a tradition from the Bishamon Bar Yochai based on Pesukim. For some reason in the afternoon, you needed two kohanim to put the logs on the Mizbeach. And in the morning, one. Oh, what's the reason? He doesn't give the reason. Pasuk. In the morning, it's hard to get there. They're sleeping the Kohanim until they get to the Beit HaMikdash. By afternoon, everybody's there. That's not the reason. Kohanim is an izim. Kohanim is waking up at the crack of dawn. What's the reason for this? Gemara doesn't say now. The author is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Whenever you see a statement in the Gemara from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you know already it's deep. Every rabbi in the Gemara, but Rabbi Shimon is the Kabbalah. So there has to be some deeper meaning. Why? By the way, you don't need two kohanim to take two pieces of wood. I mean, the pieces of wood are not so heavy. It's not like you need it for weight purposes. It's a little piece of log. So he says this. He starts off and he says, "Tam nachon." I'm going to explain it to you. He says, "Lama betamid shel shachar haya kohen echad noten bet gezarim ubetamid shel ben arba'im bet kohanim." What's the reason? So he says, this is nothing short than it's a beauty of a Hiddush. He writes, there's two opinions, Ematai Haya Akedah. There's a big argument, which part of the day did Akedah Yitzhak happen? Forget about the day, that's a machloket in itself. Some say it was Rosh Hashanah, some say it was Kippur. Leave that. Now we're discussing, was it in the morning or was it in the afternoon? What time of day did actually Akedah Yitzhak take place? So he says there's two opinions. Im bisman tamid shel shachar or bisman tamid shel ben arba'im. One opinion says it was in the morning and one opinion says it was in the afternoon. You never like to have these type of arguments. Our rabbis call this argument an argument in the mitziut, in the reality. We don't like to make an argument in the reality. What do you mean? You don't know when it happened? All these years, Akedah Yitzhak has talked about so many times, every rabbi gives a derasha, and they don't know when it was done. One rabbi says in the morning, rabbi says after. How could they not know? There must have been a tradition. Avram must have told his children after the story of Akedah Yitzhak. They must have got some details. How come nobody knows? How come this fact got murky? So you know what he says, the rabbi, the Mazel Okaya. Ve'elu devre Elohim Haim. They're both right. In Judaism, you can have two truths that can simultaneously exist at the same time. You see, in other fields of thing, in math, for example, you cannot have two answers. 1 plus 1 either equals 2 or it doesn't equal 2. You can't say 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 1 equals 3. They're both right. No, one is wrong. But in Torah, you can have two different answers and they both be right. How? So he says, Mishum, the Yitzhak ne'ekad bizman tamid shel shachar. Yitzhak Avinu was put on the Mizbeah in the morning. First thing in the morning, I'm not going to delay the mitzvah. The harkach and afterwards, kashine emar al tishlach yadicha la na'ar. Then God told him, hey, don't touch him. V'ekriv ayil temurato. And then he told him, go get the ram and bring the ram instead. Ze haya bizman tamid shel ben arbayim. Which means on that day there were two sacrifices brought. The first was Yitzhak, that was the morning. And in the afternoon, that's when he brought the real Korban. That's when he brought the ayil. So both statements are correct. The rabbi that says Akedat Yitzhak happened in the morning is talking about Yitzhak. The rabbi that says Akedat Yitzhak happened in the afternoon, he's talking about the ayil of Akedat Yitzhak. Once you say this, we answer another question. There's a midrash. Listen to the midrash. Amru. That's a midrash in Eliyahu Rabbah. Perek Vav. Oto ayom she'akad Avraham et Yitzhak beno agabe mizbeach. On that day that Avraham put Yitzhak on the mizbeach, Hitkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kevasim. God established the law of bringing the daily korban. Echad shachrit v'echad arbit. Shneemar et hakeves echad taaseh baboker v'et hakeves hashni taaseh ben arbayim. When you read this midrash, you say, hold it. Where did they get two korbanot? Avraham Avinu only brought one korban. So they say, no. Yitzhak Avinu in the morning, that's keneged tamid shel shachar. That means the story. When Avraham Avinu put Yitzhak on the mizbeach in the morning, this would do something that would change the history of the Beit HaMikdash. That means every morning in the Beit HaMikdash, there would have to be a korban to commemorate this event. It's called the tamid shel shachar. And then God tells him, okay, go find the ram and bring the real one. So until he found it, and until he went into the bushes and got it out, by that time already was mincha time. It was afternoon time. So when he brings the ayil on the mizbeach, that already is has to be commemorated every day in the Beit HaMikdash as well, in the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So, I mean, comes out, Akedat Yitzhak is not only commemorated on Rosh Hashanah with the shofar. Akedat Yitzhak is commemorated every day in the temple twice. We want to remember the whole event, the morning event, the afternoon event. And that's why we do it every single day. We don't skip a day of Korban Tamid. It's brought every single day. Only problem is, side problem, but we have to deal with it, is Avraham Avinu allowed to bring a korban? What do you mean? Why not? He's a Sadiq. To bring a korban, it's not enough to be a Sadiq. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be a Sadiq. You have to be a Kohen. You have to have the right DNA. That's it. It's got nothing to do with Sadiq. Your last name has to be Cohen. Finished. And Avraham's last name wasn't Cohen. His last name was Avinu. His last name wasn't Cohen. So, I mean, a side question, how does Avraham have the right to even bring the Korban at all? So the Midrash asked that question as well. Yeah. It's the Midrash in Pesikta, Rabbati, Mem. Davar Acher, Moriah. Why do they call the place of the sacrifice Moriah? Amar lo, Rebbona Olamim, Avraham's talking to God. V'chi kasher ani lehakribo, am I kosher to bring this? Hare, eni kohen, I'm not a kohen. Shem kohen gadol, I'm not the kohen of the generation. The kohen of the generation is Shem, the son of Noah. 2 weeks ago we learned that Shem says, it says on him, V'hu kohen ne'el elyon. So Avraham Avinu says, I got a technical problem. I got the knife, I have the fire, I have the korban. Only one thing we're missing. We're missing a kohen. Maybe I should have brought Shem with me. How, How can I bring the Qurban? It's going to be invalid. Yavo v'yikablo mimeni. He tells God, bring Shem. I'll wait here, bring Shem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, כשתגיע למקום, when you get to the spot, אני מקדשך ועושה כהן אותך. I'm going to make you into כהן. You know the joke with the guy that goes to the rabbi, wants the rabbi to make him a כהן. That is it. This is not a joke, but God makes Abraham into a כהן. The word Moriah, what is the root of the word Moriah? The root of the word Moriah is Timura. Timura means to exchange. On that day when Avraham Avinu got to Mount Moriah, that's Mount Exchange. Because the Midrash says he exchanged the Kihuna from Shem and gave it to Avraham. Timurato shel Shem. Lo yahalifenu velo yamir. Oh. So at least we solved that halachic dilemma. Avraham was able to bring the Korban. He's a Kohen. Now, the Kohanim, they come, this Arizal says, the Kohanim come from the side of Chesed. Leviim come from Din. Doesn't mean if you're a Levi, you're a bad guy. Or it means you're angry or anything. It just means you're wired a little differently. But Kohanim come from Chesed. Avraham Avinu was the ultimate Chesed. So therefore he was suited to be a Kohen. Meaning he fits the wiring, we'll call it, of a Kohen. There was a great rabbi called Shimshon Maastropoli. He comes along and says, Yitzhak, however, is Din. Amazing story. You have a father and a son. Yitzhak represents strict judgment, you know, givura, whereas Avraham Avinu was perfect mercy. What happened at the time of the Akedah? Why does God tell Avraham to put his son on the Mizbeah, tie him down, then take him off? There must have been something that God wanted besides testing Avraham. He could have tested Avraham in many ways, but he wants to test him to take Yitzhak and tie him on the Mizbeah. What was the representation there? If you look at the story of the Akedah, you see something also very, very odd. The way they're talking to each other. As they're walking, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yitzhak el Avraham Aviv. Yitzhak tells his father, Vayomer Avi, my father, Vayomer, in any bini. What is this, a play? Was this Macbeth, God forbid? We don't talk like this. You talk it to your father, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer, in any bini. Here I am, alas, my son. Oh, what kind of talk is this over here? When you walk with your father, say you talk, my father. Here I am, my son. Too formal. This pasuk has a funny way of talking. Says of Shimshon Maastropoli, you know what happened over here? Katvua mekubalim. B'sha'at ha'akedah nechlefan nishmotam shel Yitzhak ve'Avraham. At the time of the Akedah, something incredible happened. The neshamot of Avraham and Yitzhak crossed. There was a crossover in neshamot. Why? Because the purpose of Akedah was to take the judgment of Yitzhak and sweeten it. Because if the judgment of Yitzhak would remain unsweetened, if it would remain raw, if it would remain without the mituk, it would be too strict on the world. So therefore God tells Avraham, your chesed, go take Yitzhak, which is judgments, and tie it down. Tie it down means subjugate it. You need to mitigate the judgments of the world. If Yitzhak is not going to be mitigated, Chas v'Shalom, it could be trouble. So what happens? At this point, the Pasuk writes, בשעת העקדה נחלפה נשמותם של יצחק ואברהם, דהיינו בסוד חילוף חסד בפחד ופחד בחסד. וזהו, ויומר אבי, יצחק says, ויומר, you know what he says, אבי, I am you. Yitzhak's talking, he says, Avi, I'm you, Abraham. Vayomer, what does Abraham say? Hineni beni, I am you, I am the son. They weren't talking in that type of language. They were talking over here now of the switch. That means Abraham succeeded at the time of the Akedah to make what's called sweetening of judgments. Oh, Rabotai, Rabotai. Listen to what's going on over here. That's why, says the Maaseh Rokeach, when they came to bring the morning korban, which is Yitzhak, when he put him on the Mizbeach, until the Akedah, Abraham is Chesed and Yitzhak is Din. Who's the Kohen in this story? Abraham. Yitzhak is not a Kohen. Yitzhak is judgment. Only after the Akedah does Yitzhak become sweetened. So therefore, when they decide that they have to put the wood on the Mizbeah, who's allowed to put the wood on the Mizbeah? Only Abraham. So in the morning, Abraham takes the piece of wood and puts it on the Mizbeah. After the Akedah, now already the judgment was tied down and sweetened. Now Yitzhak already is not raw judgment anymore. Yitzhak already has the combination of Din and Chesed. And therefore, when they took the second animal, now what does Abraham tell Yitzhak? You take a piece of wood also. Now we can both take a piece of wood. Says the Maaseh Rokeach, from that event that happened in Akedah Yitzhak, that became the law in the temple every single day. That's what the Bishamun Bar Yochai says. In the morning, one Kohen puts the piece of wood on the Mizbeah. Because Abraham was the only one that could put it on in the morning Korban. Because Yitzhak was not sweetened yet. But in the afternoon Korban, which corresponds to the second Korban, which is the Ayil, then already the Halakha says you need two Kohanim. Because what it's commemorating was done by Avraham and Yitzhak together. You believe it? And who said it? That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who's going to say this? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who knows about the switching of Neshamot and Din and Hesed and such? Listen to his language, Rabotai. ויידוע, דעיקר פעולת העקדה, the main purpose of the עקדה היה במה שציווה, כשברכו, עסקוע ליצחק בים מסתרה דדינה, יצחק is from judgment, וכדי להמתיק הדינים in order to sweeten him, ציווה לעקוד ולעלות אותו על המזבח, God says put him on the מזבח, ובזה נמתיקו הדינים, and he was sweetened. וידוע, דכהן צריך להיות מסתרה דחסד, the Kohen must come from חסד. ובזה מבואר, דעיקר תיקון בית תמידין, the two קורבנות that we bring every day, come from the עקדה, that's the source of the two תמידין, עקדה, ולזה בתמיד של שחר, where in the תמיד של שחר, when Yitzhak was on the Mizbeah, you only had one Kohen, Avraham. So one Kohen puts the word on the Mizbeah. By the second Korban already, you had two Kohanim. Yitzhak already was qualified. Therefore, you had two Kohanim, therefore the second Korban in the Beit HaMikdash needs two pieces of wood by two Kohanim. You see the perfection? Oh, if that's the case, we have an answer to our question. What's the question now? Remind you of the question. We went around the world and back here. Remember I asked you a question. I said, the Igeret HaTeyul said that the reason why you call it Mincha is because Yitzhak Avinu said, hey, we don't have a Mincha over here. So he prayed Mincha to make the Mincha. And I asked you, hold it, which Mincha? He brought it first, and then he brought the Korban. Explanation is, this is exactly what happened. Avraham Avinu he already established the prayer of Shacharit already. Avraham Avinu established Shacharit. When Avraham Avinu established the prayer of Shacharit, in the prayer of Shacharit includes the Korban of Shacharit and the Mincha. In that prayer includes everything that's needed. So Avraham Avinu prayed Shacharit that morning, before the Akedah. So already, once already he prayed Shacharit, now he brings Yitzhak Avinu on the Mizbeach. So you have Yitzhak on the Mizbeach, that's the Korban. You have the Shacharit that Avraham Avinu prays, you have a Korban and a Mincha. Now already they take him off, now they're bringing the second item. So now Yitzhak Avinu says, oh, hold it, Daddy, we have an animal, but we don't have a Mincha. So Avraham says, listen, I'm a Shacharit guy, I did Shacharit. So at that point over there, the Mincha was established for the second item, for the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. That means they put it on the Mizbeach. Yitzhak Avinu prayed Mincha, and it's in the following order. The order is perfect. You have a Korban, Tamid, Im Mincha. And therefore it's perfect in the system. That means Avraham Avinu took care of the Mincha of Shacharit with his prayer. So that was covered. Yitzhak Avinu took care of the Mincha of the afternoon, and that's why we call it Mincha, because it was corresponding to the Mincha that was missing in the Korban of the Ayil. And when was that brought? Late in the afternoon. Based on this, we understand what the Gemara says. Be very careful to pray Mincha. Be very careful. Why should you be more careful in Mincha than any other prayer? Because the power of Mincha has the ability to sweeten the judgments. I mean, people do so many things in order to get the judgments away from them. You see people walking around with an eyeball around their neck. Another guy has a red string around his neck. Another guy has a fish on his forehead. Another guy's carrying a flower in his pocket that they told him is against the Ayin Hara. All different sigulot. Somebody pours lead over his head. I'm not making fun of any of these. They're all good. But why don't you follow what the Torah says? Torah says, pray Mincha. Why? Because the Mincha, at the time of Mincha, what happened? Already the judgments of Yitzhak were sweetened. Rabbeinu Ari writes, every day at Mincha time, there's judgments in the world. Why? Because the sun starts to set. When the sun starts to set, it arouses judgments. And therefore, there's a great opportunity by sweetening the judgments. It doesn't only mean the judgments of the sun setting, it means the judgments that are in the world. The judgments that come on a person. Mincha is an incredible prayer. I'll explain to you what the Arizal says, if I can. The Arizal says that there's 310 worlds. Those 310 worlds are called Shai Olamot. It says in when Mashiach comes, everybody is going to, all the tzaddikim are going to merit 310 worlds of ecstasy, paradise, whatever you want to call it. Shai Olamot, Shai Shin Yud, 310. But he says, the 310 worlds are divided into two sections. One section is made up of 207 worlds. The numerical value, or Aleph Vav Resh. Aleph Vav Resh, 207. That's on the right side. Those worlds don't need any fixing. They're ready to go. However, on the other side, you have 103 worlds. They're on the left side, and they have judgments. And therefore, those worlds, before you inherit them, need to be extracted, the judgments from them. This is what Arizal says. I cannot explain it more than I'm explaining it to you now. 207, 103. This don't touch. This is fine. 207 or, Uchol B'nei Yisrael or, leave that. It's the 103 you need to fix. Once you fix it, you have to be 10, and everybody lives happily ever after. He said, and when do you fix those worlds? And Mincha. If you take the numerical value of the word Mincha, Mem is 40 and Nun is 50, that's 90. Chet He is 13. Mincha is 103.
Wow.
That's Arizal said. You understand what that means? I don't understand what it means, but I know that already it's taking care of a lot of judgments. That's why the Gemara says, Le'olam Yizahir Adam Betfilat Mincha. Don't fool around. And that's why it's the hardest prayer. Why is it the hardest prayer? Shahrit, you wake up, you pray. You have to go to work early, you wake up early and pray. You could always pray earlier. Arbit, you get home late from work, so you pray 11 o'clock at night. You got home at 12 o'clock at night, pray 12 o'clock. You got home at 2 in the morning, pray 2 in the morning. Arbit's easy, just pray before you go to sleep. Problem is, Mincha, it's in no man's land. It's in the middle of the afternoon. It doesn't have a time where either I'm waking up or going to sleep. I have to stop what I'm doing. Okay. Of course, what do you think? The Satan's going to make Mincha easy? He knows the value of it is so great to take away tragedies, to take away all troubles. When people come to me and say, Hakam, give me a sigula. You know what I tell them? Pray Mincha. What do they tell me? Give me something else. Give me something else. What do they want? A rabbit's foot. I give them a rabbit's foot. Oh, a rabbit's foot. This is what I'm looking for. So the guy says, but I have already dice in my car. Did the dice help? No. They're looking for accessories. They're looking for shtoyot. He has a thing of dice hanging from his dashboard. He thinks it's going to save him from Gehinnom. Mincha. But it's difficult to pray Mincha. But the value is great. That's why, listen to what Hadush I'm going to say now. What does it say happened after Eliyahu and Navi at the time of Mincha? Said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Answer me, God. What did the people say? Adonai Hu HaElohim. Elohim always is judgment. Yudke Vavke is always mercy. At the time of Mincha, what happened? The Yudke Vavke added to Elohim, and there was a sweetening of judgments. They understood it. That's why they didn't say Hashem, Hashem, or they didn't say Elohim, Elohim. They put the two names together. Hashem, why Elohim? And the lesson, of course, for us, is that everything that was done by Avraham Avinu with the Akedah would set a precedent in history that would last forever. During the temple, they actually brought two korbanot, like Avraham did on that day. Post-temple, we read about the korbanot every day. The Sephardim, we read the korban tamid in Shachrit, and we read it in the afternoon as well. Do not belittle that. If mentioning or blowing the shofar reminds God of the Akedah, so then mentioning Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim does the same thing. By the way, mentioning the Tamid to me is a stronger commemoration, because you're giving already not only the ram's horn that was found in the, you're giving the whole story, the morning one, the afternoon one. It gives a whole new light in how to look at the korbanot of the Beit HaMikdash. The roots of those korbanot happen in Akedat Yitzchak. Ma'aseh avot siman lebanim. And then the takeaway lesson of the halakha is pray mincha. Don't mizazel b'mincha. On the contrary, every time you see something is very difficult, then you know there's a prize behind it that's very, very valuable. And that's the rule of the Satan. Wherever there's a great treasure, he's going to create resistance. In Hebrew, they say the word resistance is mini'ot. Mini'ot means resistances. But the Hachamim say that the word mini'ot is the same letters as ni'imut. Where there is ni'imut, where there is pleasantness, there is mini'ot. It has to be. So take that as a sign that if somebody's pushing you back from praying Mincha, that should cause you to want to do it more, because there's something valuable in it. Shachrit and Arbit are considered easy because they don't serve the same function of the sweetening of the judgments. And that's all we need in our generation. There's a lot of judgments. Bar Minan, there's a lot of judgments. And therefore we need to make the tikkun of Yitzhak Avinu. The tikkun that was made on that day of the Akedah. Not in the morning Korban. Comes out, the afternoon Korban has a great value. That ram that was brought, that becomes the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and the prayer of Yitzchak becomes the Mincha. And the tikkun is made. And I'm right again when I tell you that I have no problem of going back year after year and discuss the Akedat Yitzchak. because how did we forget this item? In all the years that we talked, we were sitting on a landmine, and we never activated it. So, Baruch Hashem, it's been revealed, and I'm telling you from now. God should give us life, and everybody in the shi'ud life, and everybody should live in me. Well, next year we're going to come back and do it again. And you're thinking to yourself, that's it, Rabbi, you've exhausted. What could you find? Mark my words, the Torah is endless. We're just scratching the surface. Yirason, we should be zocher. Tekubal tefilatenu beratzon. Amen ve'amen.